أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال تعالى: خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين. We are still in this chapter in which we are commanded that we should command the right and forbid the wrong. That is a duty of the Muslims. Every Muslim generally is responsible to command the right and forbid the wrong. Wherever it is, within our families, within our social circles, wherever we see wrong is happening, we should forbid that. And we should command the right. So with regard to that, we have two ayahs. The next ayah that is quoted here, Fudil Akud. Allah Ta'ala says, adopt forgiveness. That make your habit to forgive, to overlook. Today, revenge is a very common thing amongst us. And we want to take revenge for everything. And so much so that we say, on the day, I won't forgive you till the day of Qiyamah. And on Qiyamah's day also, I will catch you and take you in front of Allah and I will demand justice. If we have any idea what the day of Qiyamah is like, we worry much more about ourselves instead of taking other people for justice and taking them to task. And especially not only with strangers, but even close family people. Close family people, a mother will say to her children, or a father will say to his children, that you must not even attend my janaza. To be angry like this and to have hold this grudges like this, that is not the way of a Muslim at all. Allah Ta'ala says, adopt the way to forgive and overlook. That is a very important thing, and this is very brief the discussion about it. It is much more in detail. And also Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam encouraged Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was his khadim for so long, that if you want to practice on my sunnah and practice on this sunnah, that when you go to sleep at night, you don't have any ill feelings for anyone in your heart. You have your heart clean for everyone. That is a very, very important aspect of our deen, to have our heart clean. And even if we have to do it forcibly at the beginning and make dua for the people, Allah Ta'ala will bless us with the tawfiq that we can overlook and forgive other people. The next command after that is wa'amur bil urf, and command what is good. So that is another great command of Allah. And as it is for every individual, we must be commanding the good. But today we don't even speak about the good. And worse than that, as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had foretold, a time will come when people will command the evil. They won't just talk about the evil, but command the evil. Today, how many wrong practices are in our lives? Completely against deen and against Sharia. And we command those things in our families. The clothing of children, etc. Especially the education of children, forcing them to go to schools, universities, etc. And we become so angry with them that if they don't comply, and where all the wrong things are being taught, intermingling of sexes is a compulsory thing of those places, where they mix freely with one another all the time. And all the other evils, music is a common thing, and there is absolutely no hijab, no parda whatsoever, and we command all those things. So we have to think very much. Allah Ta'ala commands us that wa'amur bil urf, that what are the righteous things, that is what we command, and not the wrong things. Wa'arid anil jahilin, and ignore the ignorant ones. That people are always going to have objections about it and say that you must go according to the flow, that you have to see to your dunya, etc. And we forget about our akhirah, whereas our most important is our akhirah. And we hardly think about our qabr. We hardly think about the day of Qiyamah. And that will be forever and ever. Dunya's whatever difficulties are temporary. And they will come to an end. But the life of the akhirat is forever and ever. And that is what we must give preference to. So these are very important teachings. One ayat of the Quran Sharif, which normally we don't recite also. And if we recite, we don't pay attention. We just recite and that is all. But the message which is in there, we are very far from it. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq that we recite the Quran and we go by the teachings of the Quran Sharif and we bring that into our lives. May Allah Ta'ala, and never ever, whatever gunas we are involved in, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Ask forgiveness from Allah. Allah is most forgiving, most kind. He is Ghafoorul Rahim. He is Ghafoorul Wadood. He loves to forgive. So we should ask for forgiveness all the time and make tawbah all the time. Tawbah and istighfar, whatever gunas we have committed, we are involved in, we must never ever forget to make tawbah and istighfar. May Allah Ta'ala forgive us all and guide us all to righteousness, inshallah.